Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With wish for your energy goes up and up and up, fulfilled with joy, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, 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 continues of the Sutra, Amitayu Sutra. Well, next part is something kind of deep. I mean, all the part of the sutra supposed to be so deep. Which says that fulfill the infinite dharma and hundreds of thousands of samadhi. Well, this means that why need to be fulfilled all the dharma? All the dharma means the dharma gate, which is not one. Why infinite? Because we are the existence of the each individuals is that in each uniqueness. So it is impossible just one dharma. One way. The Dharma gate means that the way to enter into the world of the enlightenment. So need to know in order to lead others to enter into the enlightenment world. You need to fulfill. You need to know that each moment, what is the best way to lead this person to the Dharma gate or that person to the Dharma gate, but even one same person, every moment is different. Need to adapt to find out the best way. For the spiritual development of each one, actually the life itself, everything what's happening in life is to let you enter into the enlightenment world, which is the world of infinite joy. Some might say, what are you talking about? So many suffering, negative things happen in my life. Well, those are the kind of koan. You know what koan is? Koan is the question. It's the master of the Zen gives in Rinzai Zen. There's two kinds of Zen, but one Rinzai Zen gives you the question to the student to answer what never can be answered with the rational thought. For example, what is a clapping hand with one hand? No, sorry. What is the clapping sound of the one hand? One hand cannot be clapped, but the master gives a question and you have to bring the right answer. And if you say the wrong answer, the master will punch you. Isn't it scary? And the answer never be the same. What's ever happening in life, you have to deeply let your wisdom awaken, how to solve it. And one direction is to try to let you lead to the security way, comfortable for ego. And the other way is there's no security guaranteed. And not comfortable for ego, but it is exciting. It can be exciting in the future. And actually, that is the answer. If you chase for the security, no worries, you can never get away from the death. There's no meaning to chase for the security, actually. And actually, to follow the ego is the walk, same as walking toward a cliff. Life is prepared of the big present for who believes the bright future without chasing the security, and whoever continues until it happens, it realizes. Well, let's get back to the subject. So, hundreds of thousands of the samadhi, there's so many different samadhis. Everything is for, what's written in the Mahayana Sutra is everything is for how to lead other beings to the enlightenment world, infinite, the world of infinite joy. Another name is called Pure Land, which is inside of your heart, deeply, deeply, deeply inside of the heart. That's why it's written in the next sentence, be into the universal meditative state. By the way, the universal means that infinitive uniqueness. So it's the same meaning as once, hundreds of thousands of different samadhis. Universal is uniqueness, infinite uniqueness. Infinite uniqueness is a universal. And be into the lotus flower samadhi, the flower samadhi. The flower samadhi means that awakening the true reality of the world, which is every single element of the universe. For example, well, let's say atom, or even quantum. The whole universe is included in the each atom or the quantum. Well, not only that, each element of the universe include all each other element of the universe. Each other includes each. However, for example, the quantum just disappears in every moment and reverse every moment. Reverse on your new quantum will arise every moment. And that is how the universe created. We see the things continuously exist, including ourselves. But actually, every moment is disappearing and new elements are arising. It's really nothing is permanent. And every element are included each other. This comes awakening, this realization comes from the sensation of the body, something as that each cell of your body start vibrating comfortably echoing each other with each cell, not each cell of your bodies, not each cells of your bodies, but feels like us that each cell of your cells in your body is echoing with each element of the universe, each other. Echoing each other, including each other, vibrating each other comfortably. And you don't even realize that what is the center. Yes, each element, including the whole universe. So there's no center, but everything is center. When the ego conscious arises, all these sense awakening on, all this realization just disappears. And not really disappears, because the body sensation continues. Anyway, that is how our daily life conscious and the true reality awakening goes back and forth. Anyway, this is which is the flower samadhi. And says this in Sutra that by the flower samadhi, you will spread the whole sutras. Well, this sutra means that all the holy teachings, which is not, cannot be categorized in just one Buddhism. Anything truth in the universe is a holy teachings. The awakening to the flower samadhi, let yourself open to the true reality of the universe and the holy teachings of the universe, which include the teachings of the future. And this flower samadhi, how this comes from, how this can be happened, it comes from the when you start to unify with the great spirit of the universe, as that you enter into the great spirit of the universe. And great spirit universe enter into your existence. This is called new Ganyu in Buddhism, especially in esoteric Buddhism, that you enter into the Buddha and Buddha enter into you. The Buddha means that the symbol of the great spirit of the universe. And interestingly, the same words you can find in the Bible, John, which is the word of Jesus. I am in God and God is in me. And by this flower samadhi, I guess as mystic Buddhism practices, to let good phenomenon happens with a prayer, that's what the way how the Jesus let miracle happens. May you will experience the flower samadhi and live in this such a comfortable spiritual, the vibration of the each cell, which echoes each other with the whole universe elements, and let all good things happen in your life and also for others' life.